somewhere around 10:47 last night, Trooper Domanski out of Robertson County got a call from Robertson County SO of a possible reckless driver traveling south on U.S. 190 State Highway 6, entering DeBrazos County. The vehicle suspect was supposed to be a white Dodge pickup. The trooper did make contact with that vehicle and observed it weaving in the lane of traffic across a fog line. He activated his emergency lights. The vehicle did not stop. He then activated his siren. The vehicle kept going. Somewhere around the 2818 exit, the vehicle left the roadway and momentarily got stuck and then entered on the service road. At that time, he went down the service road and got back onto Highway 6, continuing south. Somewhere along the way, some of the speeds got up to close to 100 miles an hour, and the speeds varied throughout the pursuit. The vehicle ended up colliding with another vehicle of the MLK overpass there on 6. The vehicle come to arrest. The suspect exited the vehicle and tried to flee the scene and was later apprehended there in the bar ditch by Brian DPS, Trooper Domanski with DPS and Bryan Police Department.
And the collision was in the southbound lanes of Highway 6 or?
Yeah, on the inside lane, yeah, underneath the MLK overpass.
And they were both in the southbound lanes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Names?
The names, David Vincent Saucer, 6/26/1987, 25-year-old male out of Bryan. He was charged with DWI third, evading with a vehicle, deadly conduct, and he had a cigarette rolled with PCP, laced with PCP, which is a state jail felony, with the charges that I'm aware of was filed on him. Of course, we're working the crash that ended the pursuit. The driver of the other Dodge pickup was a Franklin Keith Gilbreth. He's from Iola. His passenger have her listed as a Callahan.
First name?
Sierra, also of Iola. As far as he has no injuries, she had minor cuts.
Mr. Saucer injured?
He was taken to St. Joseph, and he had some cuts and bruises, and then he was released, and then he was then transported to the Brazos County Jail.
And did he have any passengers?
No.
And he was also driving a Dodge pickup?
Yeah, two Dodge pickup trucks.
Okay.
His was white. The other one was red.